Today, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche confirming while testifying in front of Congress that the Trump administration is backing down from the $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund.
The reasons for the fund, I think, remain as important as they were before, but we are not moving forward with the fund.
This all coming days after a federal judge barred the administration from giving out any of the money until determining if it's legal. President Trump telling ABC News he will abide by the ruling, saying if a court doesn't allow it, and right now a court has it held up, what can you do? The Department of Justice saying it disagrees strongly with the ruling, but will abide by it. The fund created as part of a settlement Trump made in his lawsuit against the IRS for leaking his tax returns and aimed at giving money to people who say they were harmed by the Biden Justice Department, including the nearly 1,600 charged with attacking the Capitol on January 6th. The fund prompting backlash from Democrats.
Trump wants the American people to pay for handouts for MAGA billionaires, cop-beating January 6th insurrectionists and his own family,
as well as from Republican lawmakers.
I'm not sure that a billion-dollar-plus slush fund is the answer.
Last month, lawmakers pressing Acting Attorney General Blanche about possible payouts to people who assaulted police officers on January 6th.
Anybody in this country is eligible to apply if they believe they were victim of weaponization.
The judge did not rule in another part of the settlement that bars the IRS from continuing existing audits of tax returns filed by Trump, his family, or their companies. That continues to be in effect for now.